This is the AngloGold Ashanti Sustainability Podcast Series. Let's get the thoughts now of Catherine MacPhail, Senior Programme Director of the ICMM, which is the International Council on Mining and Metals. Catherine, you've been involved in the Mining Partnership for Development programme at the ICMM. What are the objectives of this programme, and why do you think it's an important subject for the whole mining industry?
This initiative, in fact, was launched about a year ago by Mark Cutifani, the Chief Executive Officer of AngloGold Ashanti, together with the Honourable Collins Dauda, who is the Minister of Energy in Ghana. And the joint launch of this initiative really illustrates what we are trying to achieve, because our sense and our experience from 5 years of work together with the World Bank and UNCTAD is that companies alone cannot really deliver on the economic and social contribution from mining investments. There really needs to be collaborative action between governments, companies, civil society and development agencies. And if there is that collaboration, that's one of the factors that we found explains why some countries across the world have avoided the resource curse and others have indeed suffered from the resource curse. So our findings focus very much on the fact that institutions matter. By institutions we mean, is there transparency, is the voice of the affected communities, is there an investment climate that provides stability, is the government capacity to monitor environmental and social impacts. All of these governance factors, as we call them, are really important to ensure that the mining investments that are made in so many countries actually do translate through both to economic growth and, importantly for many, poverty reduction. So that is very much the objectives. We found six partnership themes which are available on our website, but it's this collaboration between companies, governments, development agencies and civil society.
You do, of course, spend time with both companies, government and also community representatives in your role. You listen to them. And what are the concerns and the issues that they voice about the mining industry in countries like Ghana, for example?
Yes, I think what I've been hearing over the past couple of years now, if we start with governments, is a real anxiety amongst governments as to what have actually been the benefits, both the economic and the social benefits, of mining for the people of a country such as Ghana or another one, Tanzania, which is an important mining producer on the African continent. So what have been the economic and social benefits, both for the people and for the country? That is one big concern of very many governments. Another would be the whole question of job creation. Modern mining, as you probably know, does not create a lot of jobs at the local community level around the mine site. That's once the mine has been constructed. Most of the economic benefits arise at the national level through the form of exports or foreign direct investment or taxes and royalties. So the job creation at the community level is something that governments are very, very concerned about. And in this regard, we had a workshop in Colombia in South America in April last year, which was strongly supported by AngloGold Ashanti and a number of other companies and was co-hosted with the IFC and the Harvard Kennedy School. And that was looking on how we can construct partnerships between governments, as I mentioned, companies, development agencies such as IFC and others, on creating jobs for local communities. And why this is so important is because governments, and this is the third anxiety that many governments are raising, is the whole issue of downstream processing. But what we've found in our work, as I mentioned, with UNCTAD and the World Bank, is that if you can really focus on creating jobs upstream, in other words, supplying the mining, first one mining operation, as happened in Chile, then several mining companies, that public-private partnership that developed there then resulted in huge numbers of jobs being created in this very remote region in Chile, which in turn attracted in a lot of other industries. So you then got that industrialization process underway. And what we found, as did an ILO study, was that job creation resulted in poverty falling in that region further and faster than any other region in Chile. So the whole issue of job creation is absolutely vital. Turning to communities, the question one hears over and over again when you go in to talk with local communities is people want jobs. Most of the communities around these mine sites are in remote locations or they're rural populations. Agriculture is a back-breaking work, particularly if you're doing rain-fed agriculture. So understandably, people are very, very keen to see what job opportunities there are. Another issue that they are extremely anxious about in very many countries from Mongolia to Peru is the question of water, availability of water, reliability, the quality of water. These are some of the things that local communities are particularly concerned about when it comes to mining investment.
Well, let's have a look at those two things that you've just spoken about now, jobs and water, latterly. I mean, there must be others as well. I mean, what issues should the mining sector be considering, apart from those two that I've just mentioned, as they respond to these so-called hot topics? There must be an awful lot on the table for them.
There is indeed. And what we found in our work is that there's actually, in addition to the issue of jobs that you mentioned, there's five other areas that we think the mining industry really needs to be thinking about working in collaboration. The first is the whole question of poverty reduction. As I mentioned, many of these locations are in poor, remote regions. And so how to get the mining industry to think about participating in poverty reduction, this dialogues and discussions that go on with a lot of donors, and how to get donor development agencies to include the mining industry in their discussions about their programs. A second one is the whole question of mining and revenue management. This comes back to the transparency issue, and our company's ICMM members, including AngloGold Ashanti, have signed up to the EITI. This is a really fundamental, important program to get better transparency so that people understand what benefits, economic benefits in the form of royalties and taxes, are being, you know, accrued at the national level. A third, and this is also very important for the whole question of how you develop the work of job creation, is regional development plans. Many companies more and more now are producing their own regional development plans. Can they think about doing this together with local governments, often who have their own regional development plans? This then allows alignment between the infrastructure that the companies provide with the sort of, you know, requirements and the wishes and hopes of the local community in terms of how their region is going to develop, seeing mining as a catalyst for that. Coming on to water, and this is often very contentious, so another point which we think is really important is mining and dispute resolution. It is really important for communities to be able to understand what are the dispute mechanisms available to them, and to understand that ahead of time, so not waiting until something has come about, but to have those programs and processes in place and well understood by local communities. So these are some of the things that we think this linkage between mining and these six themes is really important for both sides, the mining industry to be aware of how they can work with these other organizations, and for governments and others to bring the mining industry into its own deliberations.
It's very encouraging to see that you're bringing all those parties together, Catherine. Thanks so much for your time. That's Catherine McPhail, Senior Programme Director at the International Council on Mining and Metals.